Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you. The songwriter says that I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You just heard from Jeff Majors, Songs 23. Again, that's Jeff Majors, Songs 23. I would encourage everybody to get his album. It is the most beautiful album of worship and praise music. There's many of them out there, but just to hear his different songs is awesome. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. This is our disclaimer. that the music that you hear belongs to the artist, and we are here to promote those sounds and to encourage you to worship and praise God and to get those CDs. We thank you so much. We've heard praise report that different ones wanted to give a shout-out. So I was told by my pastor to make sure that I give a special shout-out to Taiwan. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you listening to us, as well as to Russia, to the pastor and his wife. I'm not able to say some of those foreign names, but we give a shout-out to you, the listeners, and all over the world, especially Jamaica, Africa, as well as Pakistan. Thank you again for tuning in to the Fivefold Ministry. And remember now, you can hear us through the week, Monday through Fridays, here on these radio stations. Again, that's Monday through Friday. If you would like to have a special call-in number for one of our radio stations, you could call from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the United States. That number is 319-527-6036. Again, that's 319-527-6036 from 7 to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA. And on Sundays, we are here from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock. It depends on our speaker. Sometimes we make it off at 9:30, but again, we are scheduled from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock, sometimes 9:30, like maybe today. But you can call that same number, 319-527-6036, 319-527-6036. I just want to encourage you again, as I said, that I love listening to Jeff Majors. He's one of my favorite artists, and I would encourage you. He has a special, special album, and it is the one that I wanted you to hear was Songs 23. But it is so nice when you can just listen to him and all of his beautiful songs. It is nothing like listening to God and worship and worshiping him. Again, we want to encourage you to sit back and relax and to just enjoy the worship. And we want you to just be encouraged and not discouraged each and every day. Is a Sabbath, so we want to tell you that make sure that you remember the Sabbath each and every day, and that you treat others the way you want to be treated, and also that you try to just encourage those that need to be encouraged. And another song that I would love to play for you right now is another one of my favorite. It's called Precious Lord by Jeff Majors. Let us enjoy. Amen, amen. Song. It is Precious Lord. I'm sure you know that. Take My Hand by Jeff Majors. Oh my God, this man is just awesome. I love the harp. I love listening to drums. I remember my trip to Africa, and we played those kettle drums, and it was so beautiful. And they had drums that made a piano sound. So you could hit the various bars on this particular drum, and it was called a piano drum, and that kettle drum. It is so awesome. I want to give a special shout-out. I met this gentleman when I went to Africa. He was so very phenomenal. He had his military escort, and he said, I want you to tell everybody that in America, that we don't live in trees. And I said, excuse me. He said, we are not monkeys, and we don't live in trees. And I said, okay, and I laughed, and I thought about that. But there are so many stereotypes, how different cultures are, if they think they poor, they primitive, they savage, they uncultured, or whatever. People have their own negative judgment. And this particular gentleman showed me how rich Africa was. He took me to the palace. A friend of mine has invited me a missionary journey, so I went to the palace, and I was able to go across the Nile in Africa, the Nile River. I was able to get some silver from the mint mine, and it is really heavy. It's a solid piece of silver. I was given a 24-carat solid gold ring as well as bracelet, not 10-carat, not 14-carat, 18-carat, but this was solid 24. And the dresses, I had my own seamstress, and the person that sewed my outfit after she measured my body, that I had 12 dresses. The materials was coming in from Switzerland, and it was so beautiful with real pearls crushed on some of the outfit, threads that was dipped in gold that was sewn in the outfit, as well as different embroidery. So it was so nice. I was treated so well that I had my own driver that drove me around Africa. I was in West Africa at the time in Nigeria, and I had a driver that drove me around. I had my own personal chef would ask me what I want for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and would just cook what I wanted, as well as a seamstress that made my clothes. I got spoiled when they showed me my own private suite, my room where I was staying at a nice hotel, and in staying there, I had two housemaids, one to pull my bed covers down, another one to put my bath water in my tub and to help dress and undress me and comb my hair, as well as carry my Bible, and one carried my pocketbook. And I had an interpreter because I couldn't speak some of the languages. I met those that was Igbo, those that was Yoruba. I had Kroka, plantain, red rice and beans. I had the goat, the fufu, the yam. It was so very beautiful, and the greens with the snails. So when I was able, I met those that had those guys that owned land that had rubber plants. So those that had trees that was like rubber, they was able to sell it at market. And this is the rubber plants that we use, the rubber that comes from the trees in Africa for our tires and for various things that's made out of rubber. So I was able to meet some very fine people. I know you may not. Some of you, maybe in America you've heard of it, but Eddie Murphy, had a movie out called Coming to America, and they showed a palace with animals and all, and it had 26 rooms. It was very beautiful. That was one of the homes that I visited in Africa, the same home that you saw Coming to America, that I was able to stay there, as well as meet those that own those rubber plant trees. So I want to give a special shout-out to my friend. I understand now he's no longer Governor Tinubu. He's no longer the governor of Africa. He is the president now. So congratulations, President Tinubu. I hope to get my invitations to give you congratulatory salutes, and that right as we speak, we are having his aides. We're trying to work on an invitation that we're going to Africa to meet President Tinubu, one of the friends that I met that says, you tell them that we do not live in trees. He was a very nice gentleman. I love being at the governor's mansion as well as meeting his family. I was very impressed because the way they operated, he said, we had Serena Jakes and Bishop T.D. Jakes was here at the palace, and he said, we're going to have a women's conference, and we invite you. And I said, well, I'm sure you heard of them. I said, around in the United States, Bishop T.D. Jakes and Sarita Jakes are phenomenal pastors. I know that they are graced by a lot of people, but people don't know Apostle Margie Mercer and the Fivefold Ministry. He said, not yet. Not yet, but it was so nice they invited me to the women's conference. Again, we are trying to get our invitations to go and to see President Tinubu in Africa. He is the president of Africa now. Congratulations to him and his family. Again, I would encourage you that as you fellowship and as you go around the world, that you take love, you take respect, encouragement, exhortation, and you would just embrace the culture. That's what Paul did, that Paul was able to, wherever he went, he did as the Romans. He just fit in. So I didn't know what goat was, and I loved it until one of the, I teased and called my godbrother. He said, did you enjoy that goat? I said, I love goat. He said, well, that was the goat that was on the porch that said, bah. I said, what? He said, yeah, we got that goat for you, and we killed it, and that's what you're eating. I was like, oh, my God. And he said, did you like the hen? I said, yes. He said, that was the hen that met you at the door. I was like, ugh. But when you thought about it, they are animals, and they were alive until we killed them for food. And I was like, ugh. And I loved the fish. It was a fish that had one big bone. And I think he called it croaker fish or some kind of fish. It was delicious. It was real big and meaty. And I adjusted, and I like the pepper soup and the red beans and rice. And I've never had snails and greens, as we call collard greens, and they had baby snails. And it was actually delicious. And they had coconut, like a soup or a dip. And I ate my food with my hand. And I enjoy it because I like licking my fingers when foods are good anyhow, especially with pizza, whatever you eat. I would lick my hand, but as far as etiquette, you're not supposed to. But I enjoyed it. I was around those pastors, and they really treated me well in Africa. I was able to meet different ones and go to their homes and be with them. They, most of them, where I went, they had gated houses. Their drivers met them. They had drivers. They had gated homes. They had huge, huge homes with cooks or whoever. But what I found out, their homes looked like our bungalows or condos in California. And it's just like that. I was able to go to one of the villages, and they treated me well. I met the chief there, and he gave me, I guess, with a cow's tail or whatever that they use. And they played ceremony music. It was really awesome. I met so many people with books and CDs and clothes and gifts. They showered me with love. So look, planning to come back, hopefully with my invitation from President Tinubu. And I send out greetings to all of the coasts of Africa that I'm planning. My trip looked like it might be to Ghana, or as well as to, again, Nigeria. I'm not really sure at this time because we have different ones that handle. When I do travel around the world, I have travel workers that pretty much coordinate those trips because I don't know where I'm going or staying or anything like that. And also when I went to Ukraine and Russia, they were the beautiful, beautiful people. I send greetings out and hope that that nation and everything is resolved and homes be built and families be restored. Again, we want to just say to you that each and every day should be a Sabbath. Each and every day should be a day of worship and praise. Each and every day should be a day of love, forgiveness, encouragement, and we should treat others the way that we want to be treated. We shouldn't be negative or rude or say things out of our mouth that's unseemly. Don't you know everything we're doing is being recorded in the Lamb Book of Life? Yes, it is. Because we have to deal with judgment seats. We're going to have to deal with our Father at the end. And God knows. God said, if you hurt the least of these, you hurt him. Don't you have to be careful, especially when you're dealing with disciples and priests and prophets and apostles of God. We're talking about those that are sent as angels. We have a lot of them that are here, but God has special ones that he sent. You don't want to be rude or curse them out or treat them in kind of way. He said, be careful. So you have to be careful how you treat all men around the nation and the world. So, you know, we got to love each other the way we love, how we want to be loved. We can't condemn. We can't be nasty. God told me we can't do evil for evil. Just because a person are doing evil to you or lying on you or setting things up or trying to hurt and destroy you, we can't do evil for them. We have to have mercy. We got to forgive. We have to pray for them. Because, you know, I'm finding that a lot of people, because of the stress that they're going through in this world, they have mental illness. They need counseling. They have anxiety. It's a lot of things that's going on that people are lashing out and are being irrational and being rude to you. And it's very sad. But you know what, beloved? I want to encourage you because the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And that, you know what, God will fight your battles. And he says, vengeance is mine. So you don't have to do those things. You pray for your brother. But watch how God bless you. Because when you try to turn that other cheek and just ignore, that God is going to bless you exceedingly. I know for myself, and I use myself as a testimony, that I worked so very hard in my life and that I wanted to buy myself a gift. If you know anything about Apostle Mercer, you know that I like vintage and classic cars. I'm into, my father brought me a 62 Chevy or 52 Ford, and that I like the old cars. You remember the old, here in the United States, we have the Cadillacs that have the wings at the back that look like the Batman cars, for those of you who are into the cartoons. And there's a lot of classic cars that's out there. I can't even say this one, the Cadillac, but it is so very pretty. And the Porsche, the old Porsche. So I had brought myself a new Jaguar. That was a gift for me for working so hard on my life. Oh, my God, it was so beautiful. It had the sunroof. It had just the tinted windows. It was so pretty. It was butter on butter inside and out. It looked like butter on outside, butter on inside. And it had that beautiful wood grain and the spoke tires. It was absolutely fabulous. And, again, I could get historical tags. I didn't have the car 2 weeks, and someone hit it and totaled it. Oh, my God. And it was one of a kind, because you don't find one like that with so low mileage. So my beautiful, beautiful Jaguar, and with the mileage so low, it was total. I was so sad. But God blessed me, and this is the testimony I want to give. You know, I felt sorry for the person, because I'm sure they didn't do it deliberate. But even so, I was, you know, very disappointed. But I say, you know, it's just metal. I said that God would give me another. That was a gift to myself, because, you know, you work so hard, take care of your children and family and friends and mother and dad, and you're also trying to, you know, help everyone else. There are times that you want something for yourself. Maybe you want to travel to Paris and see the Eiffel Tower. Maybe you want to go to Spain and see a bullfight. Or you want to have a nice cruise and land up on an island and drink coconut juice all day. Or maybe like myself, I wanted a vintage car, and this one came straight from England, had a owner, a second owner that was in Florida. They shipped it to United States. I was so happy, because I had friends always tell me, you need to get rid of your car. I had a 2003 Jaguar. I had it for 10 years, and all I heard, you need to get rid of your car. So this one was that, okay, I have a newer one now with low mileage, and we said butter on butter. It was that smooth. That thing got total in 2 weeks. I was so sad. But just to show you how God is, that the insurance company said to me to go find another car, and they would pay for it. I say it again, that instead of getting the blue book value or the red book value for an old car, that God touched the people's hearts and told me to go find another Jaguar. Yesterday I went and I saw 5 different Jaguars. And I was like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. They had 2 black ones, 2 blue ones, and I can't remember the other color. And I just walked around a lot, but there was nothing like the one that I wanted, because I like the vintage and old. They were more modern. I don't like the modern cars, because when you look at the old cars, it have the curve, it have the long front, it have the real smooth lines, and then it has the tail of the car in such a way that it has a design. That's when you can see the art. I remember when I was young, I was fascinated when I used to see tires they called spinners that would be on Cadillacs and looked like it had 1,000 silver bars connected inside that Cadillac. And when the tires would move, it would spin like a spinning wheel. I'm just into those cars, those 64 Chevys. And I had signed up to go to the car show. I would have been the first female, black female, that would have entered a car show for a vintage classic Jaguar, because there's different categories. And I was like, I couldn't believe it 2 weeks before. But when I went to look at the different cars, and I went all the way to Virginia yesterday, about a three-hour trip, and I looked at different ones. I saw the black ones, the blue ones. It was very pretty. It was some of them I've never seen, but they were standard. They were more updated. It wasn't that vintage or classic where you could just see the details and that smooth caramel grain dashboard or the handle made out of wood, or real smooth. It had a lot of artistic, because when you look at the old cars, they were art. You know, the fabric of the seat sometimes had tweed in leather, and you could see the stitching. As I said, dashboards made out of real wood and maple wood, or sometimes real light grain wood. Or you could see some of the crystal dowels. I mean, really metal that would not rust inside. It was so cool. You might see the thermometer as well as a temperature gauge on the inside. And then, like I said, that long front, it might have a dent, especially when you look at them Oldsmobile or the old Cadillac with the wings, Batman wings. Ah, it's nothing like those vintage classic cars. And I pondered over and pondered over. I even lost sleep behind it. And I said, why should I get a car just because I'm getting it by the name? I want it for the style. It was me. But then I realized, you know, the way the world is today, that somebody could hit it, it could total it, it could flood it. I mean, it's nice to have nice things, but you can't be attached to them, to worship it as your God. You can love it, you can like it, you can enjoy it, you can admire it. And for me, that's the type of classic cars that I like. But you can't let anything get to a point that, you know, it's so important that you forget that God made it possible, that God has fixed it, either was a gift or a present, or it could have been that God blessed you financially to have it. And it's something that looks nice. Some people are into Mercedes. I remember when I went to Africa, it looked like the whole nation of West Africa, Lagos. It was nothing but Mercedes, Mercedes-Benz, Mercedes-Benz. And those cars would be shipped from another country coming into Mercedes, coming into Africa. And those people love Mercedes. So everybody have their own taste. And you just can't knock it, but enjoy it, embrace it. You work hard, you pray hard. God wants you to have some nice things. So I didn't see what I wanted. So any of my listeners around the world, include England and Britain, I'm looking for the classic vintage Jaguar. I miss it. I had one 2003, and I brought a 2004. I looked at one that was 1998. That was a little too old, but I still like the curvature in that car. So this, I'm sending out a SOS that either you can email me at F like five, F like four, M like ministries, W like worldwide. That's FFMW.inc. INC Verizon.net. Again, that's FFMW.inc at Verizon.net. Come on, find me my classic vintage Jaguar. I have searched all week. I have looked all on the internet. I have compared prices. Like yesterday, I went to a dealership, and it was, they said it was funny. I want that kind of car. Because they had new cars come in 2 days in the day of that I was there. So they had about five of them. And it still didn't hit home. The only thing was when I sat in the seat and I saw my little Jaguar cat, that made me smile. But other than that, I went home without my car. So I know my listeners are going to pump me up and make me feel better. I heard that we have call numbers that are having increase around the world. So come on, England, come on. Try to find me my vintage Jaguar. I'm interested. So let us sit back. We have updated you as well as gave our shout-outs around the world. We have pretty much said that we need to show love one to another and to forgive. And to let you know, even down to something that you lost, believe me, God will bless you a hundredfold. He'll bless you better than, you know. So, you know, you could be a loss to you, but when you think about it, it's nothing but a blessing and a gain that God can do anything but fail. He loves us so. So God bless you. Let us sit back. I want you to get familiar with some of our preachers through the week. I love listening to Reverend Leroy Rice. Reverend Leroy Rice come out of Virginia. He has a very southern draw, him and his wife. And they come on Wednesday night, Wednesday from 7 to 8 at our Eastern Standard Time here in the United States. And I want you to listen to them, that they are a great team, and especially Reverend Rice, that he's a good old country preacher. So each day, like I had Apostle Alexander Lockamy out of Irwin, North Carolina, that Kakalaki. I'm an old Southern girl myself, and everybody loved listening to his wisdom in his teaching segments. Woo! I'm tongue-tied this morning. So that's Apostle Lockamy. He has a good teaching and wisdom show that you can learn a lot if you're into biblical studies. So God bless you again. We're going to just give ourselves a hug and enjoy that we woke up in the land of the living. God bless you. I speak blessing, healings, accolades, and put a smile on your face around the world, that our God is able and he can do anything but fail. Don't you just love the Lord? I love my God. I love him so much that I just want to encourage you again that if God can't do it, it just cannot be done. That's the kind of God that we serve, that he is so beautiful. We're going to have a little bit more of my Jeff Majors today. And it's called Sacred, but just a little bit. That's the name of his album. Have you ever heard his album? It is called Sacred. And you want to get that as well. So I'm going to play, I think I'm going to play Amazing Grace by Jeff Majors, just to get left before we bring in our preacher. That will be our sermonic hymn, okay? God bless you again. This is the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Amen. Thank you. Yes, that was Jeff Major. It's called Sacred. And believe it or not, that song is called Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That God Saved a Wretch Like Me. Yes. Well, God bless you again. You are now going to listen to Reverend Leroy Rice and his wife as they preach and teach the Word of God. And remember, each and every day is a Sabbath. You want to worship God, read your Bibles, pray, walk accordingly to the commandments, and do the best that you can to make it in so you can have eternal life. God don't want no evilness, no backbiting. He don't want no nastiness. He don't want nobody that's going to cuss or fuss or tear down each other in the body of Christ. He do not like ugly, because he said everything he made is good and it is beautiful. Hey, hallelujah. So God bless you. Let us sit back now. We're going to listen to Reverend Rice as we close out. At the end, they are going to take it all the way. Remember now, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry. You can hear 6 days a week on this radio station. Amen.
In the house of the Lord again to break the bread of life, because we know that we can't do nothing without him. I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, the one that woke me up this morning and started me on another day. I want to give honor to Apostle Mercer, the one that has made it possible for us to be able to be on this radio station through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just come bringing greetings tonight from the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that sets high and the one that looks low. I hope that you all have had a wonderful day, because God, every day that God makes us should be a wonderful day to us, because he wakes us up in the mornings and starts us on that day. And everything that God made, he made it good. And so we are here tonight to celebrate Jesus tonight. We come to celebrate his life and come to celebrate his birth, and we come to celebrate his crucifixion and his death and his resurrection. We are here to celebrate tonight, mm-hmm. not to do anything else but to celebrate. Anything yeah. else of that's on our minds and that we are partaking of right now, mm-hmm. let us go to the Lord. Let us go to him and listen to the servant of God speak as God speaks to the servant, to you all tonight, because it is not my will that it shall be done, but it's God's will. God has instilled in me to be able to instill you what he has for you to hear and what he has for you to do to be or even be in that realm with him. I just want to thank him, because God is so good. God's mercy is everlasting. And as we go into God's word tonight, and as you listen, I want you to open up your ears, and not only just your ears tonight, I want you to open up your mind, and then I want you to search your heart. And if you find anything that is not there that's like Jesus, I ask you to invite him to come in and begin to do some cleaning and clean you up. And as he cleans you up, the stuff that we sometimes have step on the roof time and time again, we need a house cleaner, and Jesus is the one that picks away the stuff that's hid and lets it be seen and washed away into the sea of forgiveness. I come tonight to let you know that we cannot enter into God's kingdom if we are not clean, because he loves a clean heart and a contrite spirit tonight. I come as humble as I know how. And as I come, I want you to know that God is our shepherd, and we don't have to want for anything. All we got to do is hold on for a little while, and everything is going to be all right. Come now and go with me as my wife began to open up this service with prayer and scripture. We're going to have a good time here tonight, because all the time that we spend with God is good time, because we're going tonight, everything else, and we're going to look to him tonight for the answer to some of our problems, and then we're going to be able to feel better, come down from this place of worship. At this time, I'm going to ask my wife to come and share with you all through prayer and through whatever else she has to do in scripture, because God is surely in the blessing business tonight. All you got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand, and everything will be all right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for we thank the Father for the Son, hallelujah, the Son, Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your blessings, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your precious blood, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your everlasting love. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for raising us up, Lord God, for picking us up, for taking us out of darkness, Lord God, into your marvelous light, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you, Lord God. We praise your holy name, hallelujah. That name that's above every name, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God, for you are wonderful. You are marvelous. You are amazing, God, hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for your goodness, Lord Jesus. Lord God, for we know, Lord Jesus, we can't do nothing, hallelujah. We can't do nothing without you, Lord God. And, Lord God, we praise you, Lord God. We lift you up on high, Lord Jesus. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We just say thank you.
Yes,
thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We can't even thank you enough, Lord God. We can't praise you enough, Lord God. Lord God, we just see all this stuff that's going around us, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, you are still in charge, Lord God.
Yes.
And you got this world in your hands, Lord God.
Yes.
And Lord God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we just lift you up. We just thank you. We just magnify you. We just glorify you, Lord God. And we just, hallelujah, we just say hallelujah. We just hallelujah. Just say hallelujah, Lord God.
Yes.
The highest praise, Lord God. We give you the highest praise, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy of all of our praises, Lord God. And we just say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
my
you
Lord.
Lord God. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord God, just have your way, Lord God. Just have your way. Let your word come forth, Lord God. Because we know faith coming through the hearing through the word of God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just have your way. Have your way in us, through us, and around us, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Let the man of God decrease, Lord God, so you can increase, Lord God. Let your words, hallelujah, go. Let him speak your word, Lord God. No other word, Lord God, but speak your word, Lord God. Let the meditation of his heart be acceptable unto their sight, O Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just have your way, Lord God.
Yeah.
Have your
yeah.
way, Lord God.
Yeah.
Lord God, you come through, Lord God. You come through in a mighty way, Lord God. You come through, Lord God. You do what you do best, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just say thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We be reading from John 14th chapter, starting at the first verse down to the sixth verse. And it reads, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down purple cleansing from sin, I cried there to my heart was a blood applied, singing glory to his name. Well, I'm singing glory to his name, Christ's just name, glory to his name. Precious name, that to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and see, cast thy hopeless fear at the Savior's feet. Come in today and be made complete, sing and glory to his name. Well, I'm singing glory to his name, Christ's name. Glory to his name, Christ's name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Well, I'm singing glory to his name, Christ's name. Glory to his name, Christ's name. Death to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name, Christ's name. Glory to his name, Christ's name. Down to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. glory to his name. Jesus is the one that we can say tonight, glory to his name, because he went upon Golgotha's hill and hung there and bled and thirst for our sins so that we could have the right to the tree of life. And, you know, he could have come down from the cross, but he says, I'm not coming down because I got a mission to do. I got to stay there, and I got to stay there for my followers, the world, so that they can be saved. If I come down, they will be not resurrected at the last and evil days, but I'm going to stay on the cross. Jesus stayed there. Quite a night that we can sing that song, glory to his name. His name is above all, every name, and above his name, every knee going to bow one day, and every tongue is going to confess one day that he is Lord of lords and he is King of kings. I come to you tonight from the 14th chapter, and I'm going to take my time tonight and let God use me, because I need to be used, and I need him to use me in a way where you all will understand that God is speaking through me, his servant. If you look tonight at the 14th chapter of St. John, we'll find these words. And these words read as the following. They said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And wherever I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I want to use tonight for a subject, or theme, or thought, a prepared place for prepared people. Most holy God, my heavenly Father, it is again that I come depending on you. I can't even walk, Lord, without you holding my hand. I can't even talk, Lord, without you allowing me my tongue to move in my mouth. Lord, I ask you now that you would hide me, this your servant, behind your secret desk. And let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer, forevermore. In the name of Jesus, and for your sake, I ask it all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A prepared place for prepared people. And we find that in the second verse here. It says, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. A prepared place Father.
And before he would have left them, he wanted to just have a little talk with them. Because you see here, the Father glorified Jesus, and he also was glorified in. And he said, he called his disciples here little children. He said, I will be with you for a little while longer. But you're going to come and you will seek me, but you will not find me. Let me fix this thing up tonight. He says, where I'm going, you can't come. But your time is not ready yet. You see, but he told us that we should always keep his commandments. And his commandments that he left with us and left with his disciples and left with us is to love one another. He says, love one another as I have loved you, and that you also love one another. Says, by you, join this love for one another. People all around you, and I will then see that you are my disciples. If you love one another. Jesus here was getting his disciples ready for his departure. Because I believe here that he knew, because he knows everything, that when he leaves, they're going to have to stand not just on their own, but because he's going to pray after a while, Father, to leave them with a comforter. So I'm leaving you now, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm getting ready to part now, but I'm not going to leave you astray. I'm not going to let you be out there like a ship without a sail. I'm going to pray and ask my Father if he'll send down that comforter. Send down the Holy Ghost Spirit. And Jesus says, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, it will tell you all things. It will show you all things. I might be absent from my body, but I'm still present you through the Holy Ghost Spirit. Jesus is not dead, my sisters and my brothers. He's still alive tonight because he rose like he said he would. He got up with all power in his hands. He had the resurrection over the grave. And so now when we go down, and every one of us is going down into that low, cold, lonesome grave one day, but one thing he left for us is that we got resurrection power. We're going to get up that one morning, and we're going to be going on home, be with the Lord. And as I move on here, little fella, a prepared place, Jesus had already prepared for us. And you know what he said here? He said, you don't have to be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Because all you got to do is believe in God. My Father, in my Father, but believe in me also. That you see, I have prepared a place for you. And that place I have prepared for you is in my Father's house. There is many mansions. And one thing I believe here tonight, that if your soul is anchored in the Lord, and you are walking in the status of the Lord, when the time comes, I believe that in that mansion, there is many wrongs. And I believe one of those wrongs will have your name and my name called on the door. And it's going to read, well done, you good and perfect servant. I gave you rule over a few things down there, but now come on up into glory. I'll make you ruler over matter. Hey, prepared, you see, sometimes we down here in the world, let us look at the world now. We think that we can buy our way into this prepared place. We think just because we is rich and just because we have all of these houses and all of this land and we can buy our way in. We think that we can buy our way in sometimes through our friends and sometimes church. That's why the church is in such a trouble right now, because they have became lazy. They are sitting back doing nothing. And when you sit back doing nothing and waiting on something, it's not going to work out, my sisters and brothers. Something is going wrong to here now is that we have people in this world that we are living in sitting back doing nothing, not getting ready for their homegoing. Church, I come to tell you, we have to do some work down here. We have to do some work down here to be able to enter into God's kingdom. We can't just fold our arms and sit back and wait for Jesus to crack the sky again before we begin to work. Jesus said in his word, and his word is so true, I must work the work of him while it's day, because night comes when no man can work. Don't wait, my sisters and brothers, until the night comes and the night fall on you. The dew comes and it will overshadow you. Don't wait until death comes and think that you can work, because no man can work when his life is gone out, and no man can work when his life has left his body. We got to work now while it's day, because while we can see, while we can smell, while we can hear, while we can do, we got to do it now, because we have to prepare ourselves down here to prepare for the place where we going from here. Jesus have already prepared a place for us, but everybody's not going to get there. I tell you, everybody's not going to get there. I can see some pastors, and I can see some preachers, and I can see some lay leaders. I can see some folks that in the church every Sunday. I can see them going out the way. They ain't going to get there because their work is undone. They won't give up. See, we find that some is strung up on riches. Some is strung up on, doing to please man. But I stop by here tonight to let you know, it's all right to please man sometimes. But when we begin to teach God's word, we don't need to just preach it to please man because we are scared of getting thrown out of the church or getting put down somewhere. We have to preach God's word, our gospel, consecrated. We have to preach it because when we preach God's word as it is, it becomes a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
I tell you, it becomes a two-edged sword. If it gets it cut and it goes down to the marrow of the bones,
yeah.
I tell you, God's word should not be sugar-coated. God's word should be told just like it is.
Yeah.
You see, just because that person in the church got money, got fame, they're helping building the church up, but God said in his word, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It is not our church. Church is the church of God. God build the church. See, let me slow down a little while and explain it a little bit. We find that we have pastors. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not trying to ridicule. I'm not trying to cut somebody down. I'm not trying to do none of those things. But we have pastors and preachers and standing up in the pulpit on Sundays, teaching their group of people, their flock, and then they only teach what they will be pleased with, and they start for still preaching the word. The word that Jesus left here, and that God inspired these writers like John to write these words, and they are cutting back, they're kicking out, they are throwing down, because they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But I say it's better to hurt down here, and then to hurt when the day comes, when you're going to leave this place. We are going to leave. And seeing one thing about it, God set us apart. He set the pastors apart. He set the preachers apart. He set the lay leaders apart. Because we became that shepherd. And we got a flock of sheep running around. And if we lead them in the wrong way, they will go astray. They will run this way and that way. So we got to preach the word. In season, out of season. Can I preach tonight? You see, when you preach the word, in season, out of season, you will find that people will come right in what must I do to be saved. You see, we are giving them what they need for conversion to be able to around, get their life in order. We got to stop, my sisters and my brothers. Let them see only the things that will make them please. We got to give them something that they will think about, something that will nag at them. We got to give them the word. We can't change the word because God told us. Can't pick from the word, and you can't add to the word. The word remains the same.
Yes.
And I tell you, my sisters and my brothers, the only thing that's going to last tonight is what we do for Christ. You see that we can do for man. And I tell you tonight that what we do for man is all right, because God said in his word that we should love one another like my father loved me, and to show folk your love for one another, you need to keep my commandments. But I stop to tell you tonight, we got to love God. We got to love him like we love. We got to love him. We got to love God because we got depend on him. We got to stop doing the things that please us. We got to stop doing the things that please God. Because God raised us up this morning. God starts us on another day. God put running in our feet. Put clothes on our back. God put food on our tables. God mashed our minds so that we can have a mind. God even gave us every asset to our limbs. God is Israel, when they was hungry, God told Israelites, when they was hungry, he rained down battle on them. He fed them when they was hungry, gave them water when they was thirsty. Don't you know, the same God that served them and they served is the same God that we serve today. If we ask anything in God's holy name, he says, I will give it to you. He has already gone and prepared a way for us because he says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Don't you think now that's why I'm saying you can't get to the Father. No, I'm a way. So you got to shake off these earthly garments. You got to go and begin to look down, deep down on the inside of you. And if you find anything, don't you know, my sisters and brothers, if nothing hid inside of you that God don't see, you can swim in under the rug all you want, but God looks under the rug, and God sees those things that deceive you. And you've got to go to him and ask him, Lord, I'm a Lord, I have fallen short. Lord, I need your help. I tried to clean, but my cleaning wasn't good enough. I got to ask you, Lord, come and clean me from the inside and make the outside match up to the inside. God, he's all right tonight because he's God all by himself. He went and prepared this place for us. And when he went to prepare this place for us, he was still thinking about us, loving us. Because he could have left us alone. But he didn't leave us alone. And see, he said, why you need to get your house in order. Because he's already gone and prepared the place. But he's coming back. He's coming back looking for a church without a spot or wrinkle. He's coming back, my sisters and my brothers. You can rest assured he's coming back. And we need to get in a hurry because tomorrow is not promised to you. We need to get in a hurry because today is not promised to you. You can be here today and gone today. But I tell you, you got to get your house in order. I can preach to you. I can teach to you. I can do all these things. But it's up to you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You got to get your own house in order. I can build a foundation. I can show you and lead you in the right way. But I can't make you drink of it. You see, you can lead a horse through the water, but you can't make him drink. My Bible, I read time and time again down through the years that you can lead a horse through the water, but you can't make him drink. Ooh, and you can't make him think. You see, we are on our own because we got our own mind. But I stop to tell you that it's getting ready time. We got to prepare now. You see, let me use a little illustration here. When we began to cook a meal, a lot of the time, we had prepared before we cooked. A lot of the time, we had to take it out of the freezer, and we had to thaw it out, and then we would have to season it before we cook it. So we are preparing it, and then we will cook it. So how do you think that you can get away with not being prepared for the day that you're going to go home to be with the Lord. There's no way you can get around it. Because here, even in the Bible says that the Jewish culture, it was customary for a young man to prepare a house for his bride to be. At a time, the bridegroom would return to fulfill the marriage covenant with his wife and take her to their new home as the bride of Christ, church. We know that Jesus is preparing an everlasting home for us in heaven. One day he will return to claim us and take us to that wonderful place he has created for us, to love and rest with him for the rest of eternity. But here the truth is very now. The only way that anyone come to the Father is through Jesus, and who lived a completely sinless life, and through the Word, and through his deeds. Jesus is the only way. The only way that we can get there is through him. So that leaves us that we have to prepare now. We have to store up now. We have to realize that Jesus is coming. We have to realize that we don't know when he's coming, because he's coming like a thief in the night. He is coming when we are unaware. You see, he said to his disciples that he's saying to us tonight, peace I leave with you. My peace as I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, because he is coming back. He is coming back looking for his church. All you got to do now is sit back. Stop sitting back doing nothing. Letting Satan come in and steal your joy that God has already instilled in you. Stop sitting back waiting on his coming. Let us do some work. You see, as Jesus says, we must work the work of him that sent us while it's day. You see, our night is going to come, and when we can do no work. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there is many rooms. They were not so, I had would have told you. Jesus is coming. You don't have to worry, he's coming. And you see, we sometimes is so caught up in ourselves that we forget all about his coming. We continue on doing our thing. We continue on sinning. We continue on being so high and so mighty. See, because we got scales over our eyes. We got blinders on. You see, if you got a horse and a buggy, and he is pulling that buggy, you can't put blinders on him because he don't know where he is going. So we got to ask God tonight to pull those scales from our eyes. Take those blinders down. Because I know this one thing I do know. You think that you can run. You think that you can hide. But I stop to let you know, there is no place that you can run. And there is no place that you can hide. That God because my Bible tells me that he got the whole world in the palm of his hand. And I don't care tonight how high that you might go. God can stop you from coming over. And I don't care how low you go tonight. God can stop you from falling under. And I don't care how wide you go tonight. God can stop you from getting around it. Because God is too big to get over. God is too big to get under. God is too big to get around because he got the whole world in the palm of his hands. He has already said that he is God. I don't need us, but we need God. A prepared place for prepared people. Let us get ready for this place. I don't know about you. I'm about closing now. I don't know where you going to spend eternity. But I know this one thing I know. I'm going to hold on God's unchanging hand. I know this one thing I know, that I'm going to depend and to lean on him. And I know one thing I know, that I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to keep on working on this business. And as I begin to keep on working, if I find anything that's not like Jesus, I'm going to ask him to help me pick it out. I'm going to work until my day is done. When my day is done down here, I want to hear my name called on the road. When my day is done down here, I want him to say, well done, you good and perfect servant. I made you rule a few things down there, but come on down up to glory, and I will make you rule over many. I'm going to work, and I'm going to work. My work is not done. I'm going to keep on working. And don't you know, my sisters and brothers, you better keep on working. Because we want to be ready when Jesus comes. Do you want to be ready tonight? Do you want to be ready tonight? Nobody knows the troubles I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. Call on him. Call him up in the midnight hour. Call on him when you need him the most. And at this time in the world that we're living in, we need him right now. We need him to come into our house. We need him to stay with us. We need him because we are lost without him. And we've got to be lost. Grab on to his unchanging hands. We need him tonight. Just ask the Lord tonight to help you get prepared. Help you prepare yourself. For he is coming. Help you tonight. Jesus is coming. And he is coming when we're unaware. As Thomas said to him, he said, Lord, do you know where you're going? How can we know the way? And I stop by to tell you that Jesus is the only way. He is the only way. And through him, I believe that when the time comes, we all going to go through a screening. You know, old times, they had this sister that would sift flour and would screen it from anything that wasn't the flour, the things that was in it, the grain and the stuff that was in it. The flour would go through the sifter and it would catch the rest of the stuff. We're going to be sifted just like the flour was sifted in that sifter. And
And if we are sifted, Jesus comes back looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And if there's a grain that slips through that we haven't been cleansed of, our soul is going to be lost. That's why I'm telling you tonight, get ready to go home. There might be one tonight. There might be one tonight that needs Jesus to sift them. Sift them like the flour. Pick out what necessarily is beseeching them. Not sweep it under the rug, but sweep it into the sea of forgiveness. It never will rise again on this side of eternity. There might be one that's sick tonight, that need a healing in their body. All you got to do is look to Jesus. Jesus is a doctor that has never lost patience. Somebody might be hungry tonight. All you got to do is look to him, and he got food that will feed you. Somebody might be thirsty tonight. He got water that will spring up into everlasting life. Somebody might be lost and don't have a navigation system. All you got to do is call Jesus, and he is our navigator. He don't never get lost. And so with him on our side, we will not get lost. We will be found. Tonight, somebody, soul might not be right with the Lord. Somebody might need saving. I recommend Jesus. To do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, and thou shalt be saved, and you will be a new creation. I don't know tonight who that might be, but if there's one out there tonight, come to Jesus just as you are. Bring whatever excess baggage that you have, as long as you confess and believe that he was raised from the dead, and you shall be saved. He will get rid of that excess baggage that's weighing you down. And the only way that we're going to be free, we got to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Come now. Come to Jesus just as you are. Come, my sisters and my brothers. Before I leave, I'm going to always, as I do before, leave you my phone number. My phone number is 804-313-5877. 804-313-5877. And don't get me wrong, I would love to hear from some of you, even if you need to hear a kind word. Just call me. Call me up, and I will answer. And not only that, just continue on and keep your hand in God's hand, because God is the one that makes ways out of no way. God is the one that opens doors that no man closes. If you are not prepared as you should tonight, take this time to prepare yourself for that prepared place that Jesus has already gone and prepared it for us.
Mm-hmm.
For us.
Mm-hmm.
Down at the cross,
mm-hmm.
where my Savior down where for cleansing sin I cried down to my heart the blood applied. Glory to His name. Well, I'm singing glory to His name. Righteous name. Glory to His name. Righteous name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Well, I'm singing glory to His name. Righteous name. Glory to His name, righteous name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so unjustly saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in, singing glory to His name. Well, I'm singing glory to His name. I should sing glory to His name. I should sing death to my heart applied. Glory to His name. Most Holy God, I am that Father. It is again that I come just to say thank you once again for your guidance, for your word, Lord, for speaking your servant tonight. I ask you right now, Lord, that you will bless those that is listening tonight. Mm-hmm. Lord, where they are weak, give them strength to be able to survive. Lord, where they are down, Lord, give them strength to get back up again. Lord, I ask you right now, you will just open up your windows in the heaven above and pour down a blessing upon them. And Lord, and as we go now, I pray that the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide within us and forth and forevermore. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen.